News Radio 750 KXL.
KXL News Time is 4:20 and time to go in depth on Portland's afternoon news. We know the Packers won the Super Bowl, but who won the ad wars yesterday? Kent Lewis is the president of Portland-based Anvil Media, and he says this year sticks out for being, well, less than spectacular.
Just say that the football game was better than the ads, and which is unusual because usually the football game is a snore and the ads are the entertainment. Typically, historically, we've seen that beverage companies, beer and soda, typically dominate with clever, kitschy, fun, and entertaining, perhaps even unique ads. And this year, they fell flat, literally. I think the Pepsi Max ads were moderately offensive or just plain stupid. And Coca-Cola, although Wieden and Kennedy is known for their brilliance, had a hit and a miss. CGI rendered Lord of the Rings play was pretty weak and unusual and not particularly compelling, whereas the border creative, where the two border guards in Mexico or wherever make an exception to share Coke, that's classic Coca-Cola, brilliantly done, but wasn't enough to make much of a ripple on Brandbull, which Brandbull2011.com has been tracking all the ads based on Twitter traffic and commentary, and the big winners on that, which I may not totally agree with, were Doritos and Chrysler and VW.
But there were a few bright spots.
VW with the Darth Vader ad was so popular. They had the kid this morning on the Today Show that was in the Darth Vader outfit. And the Chrysler ad, which was a two-minute piece featuring Eminem for a few seconds, is now the Eminem ad. And I'm pretty sure he's the first celebrity to appear in two different ads in the same Super Bowl for two different brands. He was also in the Brisk ad. So overall, I'd say the big winners were I agree that V-Dub had one of the best ads, and it was also relative. I don't think that that was the best ad they've ever done. It just was better than most. And the beverage companies, particularly Budweiser and Pepsi, fell so flat that in comparison, the auto ads looked that much better.
So what's the reason for the lackluster performance?
I'm not sure why. Brands, I don't know if they played it safe exactly, because the big loser in my mind was Groupon by having the Tibet ad that fell flat. Many people were offended that they would make light of Tibet. They might as well have gone for Darfur or Haiti in their punchline and had it been equally as poorly received. So at the end of the day, I think it was a combination of people like, how are we going to outdo the social media trickery of the years past? GoDaddy decided, instead of top themselves, they made fun of themselves with Joan Rivers. That's one way to do it. But I just don't know. I just think I was surprised. I expected much, much better, much more creative. Nothing really stood out. And I don't know. I've been listening to the experts. Nobody has an answer as to why they're so lackluster this year.
Again, that is Kent Lewis. He is president of Anvil Media, going in depth on Sunday Super Bowl ads on Portland's Afternoon News on KXL.